the 2013 National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting. Lance Honig is with me from NAS, and let's talk numbers. What numbers have we seen? You know, let's compare them to last year, and where are we headed?
Well, comparing to last year is an interesting way to look at it because, of course, last year with the extreme drought condition, you'd be hard-pressed not to be above last year. But if we look at things, corn, we're talking a record production this year, 14 billion bushels. Soybeans, not a record, but still a good crop, third highest level on record. So we've got some great crops out there this year.
Well, it's been kind of interesting, you know, to look at the two growing seasons if you want to compare this year and last year. But we had some really dry weather as well.
Well, we did. You know, what is normal these days? Nobody knows what a normal is. And this year was no different. We started one way. We kind of went another way. It's just the weather shifting throughout the season. But apparently we had enough moisture at the right times to produce a good crop this year.
Now let's go back to planting time. And I know you guys take a good look at that as well. If you compare kind of our planting times as well, even if we just do this year and last year, they were a little tricky and a little messy there for a minute.
Well, they were, and I think it really goes to show that, you know, obviously planting time is important, but what happens later in the season can obviously have a much bigger impact. You know, last year, boy, we got off to a fantastic start with planting, but we saw what happened when the rains quit. This year, we didn't get off to such a great start. Things were a lot slower, but you get those timely rains at the right time, the temperature stays where it needs to be, and you can still end up in a much better position than you thought you were when you started.
Numbers came out last Friday. Things still look good. Where do we go from here?
Well, from here, that was the last forecast of the season for those crops. So the next thing will be the annual final end of season numbers coming out January the 10th. We're going to be surveying about 80,000 farmers the first 2 weeks of December so that we can actually capture that actual harvest information from them so that we can finish off those numbers again in January.
And then looking ahead to planting already.
Exactly. We're already into the next season for winter wheat. That crop's already going in the ground. Also on January 10th, we'll get our first look at the seedings for the 2014 crop for winter wheat.
Thank you so much, Lance. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.